Hello everybody and welcome to That Digipod. As you probably noticed, I'm not Depeche, but I am standing in for him today because I'm honoured and privileged that he is in fact going to be the guest on today's episode. Dips, how does that feel?
Ali, thank you so much for stepping in for this special episode. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to having a chat with you about Digipod and everything that's happened.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years.
I can't wait. I can't wait to reflect on the journey and maybe even just to let everybody who's maybe even not ever watched it before kind of catch up on the last few years. So maybe you can start by telling us a bit about, you know, it's been what, 3 or 4 years we've had Digipod going?
Yeah, definitely. So December 2019, I remember it. We were all, this is a weird story, but I remember we all got put into a meeting room back in the day, and one of our heads of department was kind of having a go at us for not finding new ways to showcase our work. And I remember thinking, I listened to a lot of podcasts on my train journey up, and I thought, well, we have the equipment surely at BT and we have the facilities to do it. And I was like, well, let me try and do it. And I found someone who connected me with someone and just literally went downstairs one day to our old recording studio in our old building and asked the man nicely if he would help me out. And he said yes. And then asked my friend Joe and he said yes to like come on the first episode. And it was really sort of as simple as that, but we didn't have a name for it back then or anything. And it was very much about, at that time, our digital team was just coming together really. Like we just brought in EE and PlusNet as well. So nobody really knew each other. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity for people to get to know one another, but also to, you know, shine a light on some of our unsung heroes, I think, which I really wanted to get that point across to, you know, give some of the people who haven't had that recognition or that exposure, the exposure, because we had so many great people here at that time. So it just became something and like it rolled in through the years and we've done so many cool stuff since then.
It's all grown from the seed of an idea. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And what about when you look back at that journey, like what do you think of some of the key milestones as we've gone through the last few years?
Yeah, do you know what? I always reflect back on that the very first episode that we did because we had no preparation. Me and my friend Joe Cooney, we just went down and just winged it and like it just turned out really well and people responded to it. And I was like, wow, without that very first one we ever did, it wouldn't have propelled us onto it. And you know, we only got to do a few episodes in person back in then because obviously COVID happened, and like figuring out how to do it during COVID, like we started off with some Teams calls and it graduated to Zoom eventually. And I look back at those days and, you know, think about, you know, we were providing content to people when they work from home, and hopefully it was a bit of humor, a bit of like a nice thing for people to listen to. And like during that whole time, you know, we got to sort of again 1 year of Digipod in December 2020, and we did a live episode, as you know, at a BT Sports studio with Jake Humphrey and Damian Hughes. And I was like, wow, to take it from like wherever it was in like my bedroom with a microphone,
you've gone from you and Joe Cooney,
yeah,
to
literally
Jake and Damian Hughes,
right? So yeah. And I was like, that's like massive milestone. And then, you know, post that we're having discussions about, you know, we'd like the public to listen to it, and you know, what's the way we could go about it. And you know, I created a guild, I got the lovely Joe Whittle, who's always behind the camera, involved to sort of help with our video editing and the ideas behind everything as well. And it just really, you know, it took a long time to get it externally to the public. We had a lot of issues, but I always look back on it thinking, do you know what, it was the right moment when it did launch, because as you know, we got the t-shirts and we got the hoodies and we sent that out to people and it got people excited about it. And we did this weird like soft launch beforehand, and like I've looked back at sort of those probably 3 or 4 real key moments, and then, you know, it's been such a ride since.
And you mentioned there that the podcast is now available externally. It's no longer just a thing that's for our internal employees. Like, that feels like a big deal. Like, how did that feel?
Yeah, it felt really, really cool to see it on like Spotify or Apple, considering where it was just posting on our internal networks for a while. And it, you know, it makes it easily accessible because a lot of people have these things on their phones or even on their computers as well. And I remember the first time that it went and I was like, wow, this is like my thing that, you know, I helped create with a couple of friends to now being available to people. And again, like I didn't really think of it. It took me to get a couple of episodes in to think, actually, there's like quite a lot of people now listening to this. Like, I need to maybe change up how I'm being perceived, maybe. But I was a bit self-conscious a little bit, but you know, as I grew into it, it became a lot better. And it like it's a great feeling, and like I'm just happy that, you know, I can send it to my family and friends.
Yay.
And like hopefully they listen to it.
Or they tell you they listen to it.
Yeah.
And if you think about some of the key episodes that you have done, I mean, you've talked about that one with Joe, which was obviously so important because it was the first one. When you look back on kind of the range of people that you've spoken to, what stands out for you as some of your, you know, your highlights?
Yeah, so I think we got Marty Kagan on the podcast after he came and did a piece with us at BT a few months ago. And I remember asking Marty probably about a year ago, would you like to come on to the podcast? And he was like, you know, I'd love to, but now's not really the right time. Maybe let's see how you get on in a few episodes. I was like, wow. And then we got to the stage, like, getting him onto the podcast. And I was like, wow, that's like a really big milestone. Like, this guy was like, as I called it, the godfather of product. And like everyone, as you know, references his books all the time in work. So that was like really cool to sit down and talk to him. And then again, like, I think Nick Lane was amazing. Yeah. Like, I such a nice guy, Nick. And he gave me some really good advice, because I remember his episode, I kept like saying the intro like 10 times. It's like, Depeche, you're never going to get anywhere. Like, you just gotta like calm down, it's fine. Like, because like every word had to be precise in my mind. And like, I got over that in the end. And then again, I know we've already called Jake out, but when we did another episode with him at the BT Sport Studios, because we talked about his book High Performance, which had just come out, and I learned so much, like, from even the live episode with him and his colleague Damien Hughes. That episode, I was like, wow, I'm taking so much away from that. And it's not necessarily product related, you know, you can use those skills as high performance to, you know, go into product, but it was like just simple things like surround yourself with people who encourage you, like, don't like listen to the naysayers to a certain extent, and like, once you fail, you keep going. And, you know, we've had that many times on the podcast, and like, to listen to him sort of talk about it and talk very personally about his journey, I was like, wow, those like are really cool. And we also had our first external guest as well, other than Jake, Mr. Steve King, which was super cool. Steve used to be a DJ, and now he is the CEO of his own company in Black Swan Data. And I was like, he's like the coolest like CEO, I think, that I've ever met in my life. And like, that was like a really like nice, chilled episode. And I look back at all of that thinking, well, I've been lucky. I've been very blessed and lucky to be in a situation where I've been able to talk to these people and learn a lot from them.
You've definitely made some of your own luck though, haven't you? Because you're not above approaching people on the tube and asking them to be part of the podcast.
No, I'm not. So it's a good story. So I ran into our chairman, Adam, on the tube one day, and I was like, if he gets off at Allgate, it's 100%, it's 100% him. So I went over and introduced myself, talked about the podcast. And, you know, a few weeks ago, we had a great coffee and we had a chat, and who knows, one day he might come on.
I wanted to ask you about that, because it's not just that you have been creating a thing that's helpful and interesting for other people, but it's been quite a transformational experience for you, right?
And yeah.
Maybe you could tell us in, you know, a few of the ways in which it's changed your time here, but probably your onward career as well, maybe like the impact it's had on you personally.
Ah, for sure. Like, I think I was confident before-ish, but probably not to the same sort of level of like public speaking. I remember being on calls with my managers, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna like be sick in a minute. I've got to go talking to these people and to this like senior leadership team, and I felt like I couldn't quite get over that hurdle. So like, it's given me like massive confidence and like really great sort of exposure to the business, and also, you know, to help other people. That's been something which I, you know, I take quite personally, and I want to, you know, hopefully bring into the podcast, and like with the guild as well, like giving them opportunities to shine on some things that we do here. So like, as a personal journey, you know, we've had massive ups and downs. I remember, Ali, like I got told a couple of times in like development reviews, like, yeah, why don't you give up the podcast? Like,
yeah,
you should, why don't you concentrate on like the product backlog and stuff? Like, even though, like, my mind, I was like, it's not really affecting anything, because like a lot of our stuff is done after hours. And I was like, I'm so glad I didn't listen at that stage, yeah, because I wouldn't have had coffee with Adam, or I wouldn't have sat down with Jake, or we wouldn't be having this conversation, yeah, today. So like, I had to, like, it really taught me resilience to sort of stay strong to my own beliefs. And hopefully, if anyone listening to that, like, if anyone does tell you something, and, you know, having advice is great, but, you know, it's if it feels right within yourself, then you definitely go for it. And like, that's what one of the biggest takeaway that I've taken from it is to almost like listen to your heart as well as your head. Obviously, in a work setting, we think very practically sometimes, but something like this, which is very like close and personal to me, I had to, you know, go with my gut a little bit and think it was the right thing to do. And like, listen, it's been great so far, so hopefully I've made the right decision.
quite inspiring dips. Started to give a little advice there. You know, if somebody's thinking, oh, how do I start making a podcast? Like, practically, what would your, advice to them be about getting going? And
great question. I would say, just go and do it. Like, it's such an easy thing to do. When I look back at just what Digipod has given me, and like how simple it is, like you can literally just be in a room with a microphone and you can have a call with someone, and if it's comfortable to record it, you can do that. I've been lucky enough at BT to also host the Early Careers podcast, but also be involved with setting up one of our internal ones as well. And that's given me sort of great pride, because I'm going to them, like, they've seen Digipod, right, as a reference point, and like, okay, we want to set up some podcasts. I'm like, great, I will do whatever I can to help you with it. And like, it's when you tell them about it, it's like, wow, it's actually quite simple once you set it up. But there's a lot of logistics behind it when you start to do it like we do it. Like, you need the obviously the camera time, and then you need to find a guest, and then you need to prepare the briefs. But as we have today, it's the format is quite relaxed, so it depends kind of what you're after. I always say have quite a clear vision in mind of what you think would make a good podcast. What does good look like for you as a podcast? And you keep going past that as well. I didn't want to stop after like one or two downloads. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, great. I thought at that time that was really cool, but then what happens to the next peak and the next peak? And it's such a weird thing once you sort of look at that sort of mountaintop. Like, there's always actually not reached it, you're never reaching it. I remember Matthew McConaughey saying, like, you're always chasing 10 years ahead of you. And I was like, wow, that's exactly what we're doing with this. And like, to anyone who wants to set something up, you will always find that like it's never enough. And I think that's a good thing.
You're addicted to podcasting.
100%.
And what about some of the challenges? Like, you mentioned this thing about some of the naysayers and you just plowing on and keeping going, but what have been some of the real biggest challenges in starting this and keeping it going for so long?
Yeah, I think if you don't have like finding the passion and finding the hunger to keep going on a regular basis, like, it's not easy, to be honest, when you have quote unquote a day job, like a lot of us have as well. This is very much an extra thing that everyone in the guild does, like, opposed to that, as well as their day job, sorry. So like, finding that passion, hunger to keep going, it's like a challenge from within you. In terms of like, obviously scheduling and finding rooms and stuff like that can be quite different. Yeah, logistics, but finding the right guest and the right topic that you want to talk about, that's a massive challenge. And everyone has got a different opinion on it, and I love to like bring the guild in and say, right, who do you think we should have on, like, what are the type of topics you think people will have? And the brilliant thing is everyone's got a different opinion on it, but it also means that there's so much content out there which can potentially help people. So those are kind of a big challenge. And yeah, again, like, every time you've got like negative comments, or like someone was quick to take the mickey out of the podcast stuff like that, we brush it off, and we go again. Like, as I said, I don't listen to the naysayers anymore. I want to surround myself with people that encourage me, and like, I've been lucky enough to do that, and that helps, especially during the bad time. And it did get quite bad. I remember like phoning we'll call him out, Stephen Donaldson, who's my internal comms manager. I was like, Stephen, I'm gonna give this up. Like, people are saying I can't get the next promotion, or I can't go into this role, because they're saying we don't know what you do other than the Digipod. And then once I started to get into the episodes, and I was like, I can hold my own with a conversation about products with Marty Kagan, for example, or with Still, our strategist. And I was like, actually, I'm becoming a better product person because of this. And once I kind of got over that hurdle, things became a lot better. But yeah, definitely a lot of challenges.
Really sort of had to, in a way, prove yourself.
Yeah.
And the podcast, but I think you have.
Hope so.
And you mentioned just then about getting the right guest. Like, what does the right guest, what do you look for when you're thinking about who to invite on the podcast?
Yeah, like, it can be a number of things depending on what the topic is that we look at. So from an internal perspective, we'd love to get people on, as I mentioned at the beginning, like, we want to keep to our roots of the podcast, of like giving people exposure if they haven't necessarily had that at a level at the moment. And I think that's really important for us, because, and it's really difficult because you have to really keep your ear to the street, as they say, and look at who's really doing well work wise and think they deserve a shot. And some of the people here as well, they have immense side hustles as well. I know people who are singers and actors and all of that stuff, yet on the daytime, they're like running product backlogs or, you know, designing stuff. And like, those are the type of people I think people want to listen to, because, you know, you're doing multiple different things. And like externally as well, I definitely look at, you know, who would I look up to? Who would I find interesting? You know, what would the public think? You know, you look at Steve King, for example, that story behind that. I try to find out the story. There's a lot of research that goes on behind the scenes as well. So it's a mixture of things that happen to find the right guest, but I don't think we've got it wrong yet. And to be honest, I don't think you'll ever find the wrong guest if you do it correctly, to be honest, because there'll always be something great to talk about.
Always looking for an interesting story or a source of inspiration, that kind of thing. Nice. And if you think about, I don't know, you must have some real fond memories of this time. Like, what, when you think about that DigiPod and the time it's been going, like, what sticks out as like great memories of doing it? Like,
yeah, loads of cool stuff. I think you'll remember we went to the DRP studios, which I think is in Kidderminster, a while ago, probably this time last year, summer last year, and we did like something called DigiPod on the Roof, which I think, don't know if it quite made the cut internally, but we just had the best time there. Like, we had the best time filming it, you know, even planning it. That was like, it was so much fun. And, you know, we got to do it with like the guild as well, so I got to bring a couple of those people over. We had that crowd as well, so we had a crowd in the middle, which was the first time. 10 people, maybe 15. Crowds maybe a strong word for it, but you know, it was a cool one because we all were together and we got to go and do that. So that was like a real fun memory. And you know, the places that we've hopefully been, like with the DigiPod as well, you know, we filmed in like our old building in St Paul's, like here, like making that transition, maybe one or two special ones coming up, who knows. And you know, obviously the live episode was just insane. I remember just not being able to eat beforehand like at all, and like being so nervous. And also, if someone to the BT Sport guys, like sometimes, like if someone's that nervous, I remember them throwing me onto the seat at the time and like saying, right, you're doing this. And I was like, what camera do I look at? Where do I go? Like, what's the thing? So like, that was really nerve-wracking. I look back and I messed up the first line of that, and I was like, oh man. But like, that was like a real like turning point, I think, as well. And that was like a fun memory. And some of the other stuff that we've done, like the fun videos that we've done internally to promote events and things, you know, we've been able to do that through DigiPod.
It's all these things that you get to do that would otherwise not be a part of your daily work life.
No, yeah, exactly that.
And of course, the moment that everybody went mad for DigiPod merch.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's it. Everyone wanted their mug and water bottle. I say one got forced their mug and water bottle.
Yeah. We were all just carrying them around.
Yeah, exactly. And like that, it was a bit of fun, it created a bit of buzz. I remember having loads of orders into our old office and just packaging them up. And we were sending like extra larges out to people who were probably like a small and stuff. But in our minds, we were like, I remember my friend Phil said at the time, like, it's cool, I seen Justin Bieber wear something, like oversized is like really, and we're like, okay, cool. Like, we didn't think about like actually ordering proper sizes for you. Like, we'd look at stuff like that. But like, it was all like, at that time, it was fun to bring people together, and we got to kind of do that, and like we created a bit of a buzz. So yeah, that's fun.
Amazing. And you've mentioned the guild a few times. I think it's probably worth reflecting a little bit on, like, you've been the face of this and the host of it, but it's not just been you, has it?
Oh, 100% no. I mean, it's been like you, yourself, Ali, massive, great support for the podcast, our wonderful sort of comms team as well. You know, I've had really great support from sort of our corporate affairs team. Anna Epps, before, one of our directors, was, I remember her phoning me once and saying, I actually heard about the podcast, and like, she's like, supplies me with guests and like is always there for a chat. And at the moment, Armin, David, and we've got like his team is amazing, Giles and Katrina. I'm not just saying that because they're sat in the room.
Right, I feel like I've given you an opportunity to make your Oscar speech.
Nah, there you go. Listen, there's loads and loads of people involved in like the guild that we started with, and like me and Joe are so close as well, so that's been and and to do this with like one of your best mates has been
nice.
Great.
But what about out of work too?
I feel like my family have just been amazing with it. Like, it's hard for them because I think when you're recording from home and you have to be like, can everyone just be quiet for like an hour or whatever? And like, I can hear them like tiptoeing up the stairs and like doing stuff. So they've been like a mass support. I think my dad sometimes like gives me questions to ask to people. It's like, why don't you ask, like, you can ask this, and that's great. And like my support network and my friends, like I don't have like, I would say a massive, massive group, but you know, I've really close friends, like I'll call them out. My friend Dan, every episode I'm like, dude, here's the thing, can you listen to it? And like, he listens to it. And you know, my friends Max and Rhiannon as well, they're kind of like, it's my real close group, that they're like, anything that I send to them, they'll listen to it. But on the other hand, they're not about giving me feedback as well, like, you should have asked this, or you should have done this differently. And you know, I've had a great internal and external support as well. And without that, you know, what are you really if you don't have that?
This is mad dips, because this isn't just the thing that you do at work anymore. No. Like, this has become like a big part of your life. Like, 100%. What does it mean to you to have this?
It means a lot. I think if you go to my house and you see like everyone's like, there's Digipod stuff everywhere.
Like my house.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people's houses. So there's Digipod like things everywhere. And I think it's pretty cool, like, to have something like this that you care about so much, yeah, as well. So I think that's always quite special. And you know, I think some people have things like this in their lives, which is great. I've never really seen it as just a work thing. Yeah. Like, I've always seen it as, you know, great, I get to do this at work, that's a massive tick in a box. But as far as something for me as well, like, it's given me a lot, and like, I can never say enough good things about it.
Amazing. And I guess, like, the big question, what is next for Digipod? Like, we've just done a little retrospective on it, but what's coming up? What's the future hold?
So we've definitely got a couple of episodes in the pipeline that we're looking to get out, which I think people will be really excited to listen to. You know, we're going to talk to one of our guys here who works in sort of our startup area, yeah, sort of thing, which is great. We're going to talk a little bit about culture, and then, you know, again, who knows what the future holds? I always say, if one thing's for sure, nothing's for sure. So as long as we're kind of having fun, we can keep going. But again, like, I like to think, like, Digipod's more of the symbol, right? So it doesn't matter who, if I'm doing it, if you're doing it, whoever, like, let's see who would, you know, one day like to come and also host an episode.
Amazing. Good opportunity for someone to get to live through everything that you have just described to me in the last few minutes. And it has really been a hell of a journey, huh?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we can give some opportunities to people, and like, yeah, great. You think back, it's like, where's time gone, right?
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I feel like doing it. I remember it so much, the first episode, being in a room thinking of it. And yeah, so it's been great.
Amazing, Dips. Well, I've absolutely loved rehearing about it all today and having a little wander down memory lane. So thanks for joining me. And
thank
I don't
you.
Know how you're supposed to sign these things off, but thanks for joining us, everybody. And hope you enjoyed that as much as I did hearing from Dips this afternoon.
Thanks, Ali.
Thanks, Dips.